Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Christmas is actually a time that all the pastors encourage you to share the gospel, share the story of salvation, share the story of Jesus' birth with your friends.
圣诞节是这个时候我们和朋友来分享耶稣基督的降生。
It is a time that it's time that we can give testimony about how we become a believer.
也是一个好的时机，让我们跟朋友来分享我们是怎么样成为基督徒的。
Because this is a moment where, because of Jesus' birth, we have really a topic to be able to share the great things that God has done for all of us.
因为耶稣基督的降生，让我们有一个很好的主题可以来大家来分享。
We tell people about God's love.
我们跟大家来分享神的爱。
And also how He transforms us from someone who was distant.To him, to become his followers, his people.
而且让我们可以从一个不信主的人与神远离的人成为神的追随者，成为神的子民。
And a lot of people wonder how to give testimony of one's conversion to Christ.
那我们常常有时候会问说，我们怎么样来跟大家来分享这个改变的过程呢？
And usually the simplest suggestion is,
最简单的一个建议就是
to tell the story of what happened.Before and after becoming a Christian.
就是最简单的建议就是说你在信主之前是怎么样，信主之后又成为怎么样的人。
And then you spend a little bit, a little time explaining what happened in between.
那我们也花点时间来思想在这个当中发生了什么事。
So you tell people who I am, before becoming Christian.
你可以跟别人说我在没有信主以前是怎么样的人。
And then what I have become.Right now. And then you spend time explaining what happened, so I became a believer.
然后再花点时间解释跟他说在之前和之后当中所发生的事我怎么样成为信主的。
Focusing on Christmas,
在圣诞夜,
the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们主耶稣基督的降生,
with the three passages that we just read,
我们刚才读了三段经文。
We can also reconstruct the story with something happened before, after, and the event in between.
我们可以重新来思想，就是在之前和之后，还有当中所发生的事。
I want to focus on the idea of faith for the events that happened before Christ's birth.
我要强调就是那个信心，就是在耶稣基督没有降生以前所发生的事。
And the idea of hope in Simeon's encounter.With baby Jesus.
然后之后就是那个西缅他的信心这件事。
And then we will discuss, we will think, reflect on the idea of love in action.
然后我们再来思想真正的爱还有那个行动。
Which is the message of the birth of Christ.
这个就是主耶稣基督降生带来的讯息。
So the first event was the announcement of Mary's pregnancy and Jesus' birth.
第一个所报告讯息就是说跟玛利亚说她要怀孕生子。
In Luke chapter 1,
在路加福音第一章。
When the angel Gabriel encountered Mary,
当加百列天使来跟玛利亚说的时候
their conversation goes like this way.
他们的谈话是这样子的。
Basically, he was saying, you are blessed and don't be afraid.
他基本上是跟他说你是蒙福的不要害怕。
And then he explained what is going to happen to you.
然后跟他解释将来要在玛利亚身上发生什么样的事。
About your pregnancy.
关于他怀孕的事情。
And also about the birth of baby Jesus.
然后也讲到耶稣基督这个婴儿降生的事。
And then in verses 32 and 33.
在二三十二节跟三十三节。
He talks about who this Jesus is.
他也说到这个耶稣是谁。
And then the conversation turned into Mary's response.
然后接下来就是玛利亚的回答。
And her response is that I cannot understand. I don't understand.
他的回答是说我不能够了解，我也不能不无法了解。
And we would say, who would understand this?
我们想谁能够了解这件事呢？
If it were we would have responded the same way.
如果是我们的话，我相信我们的回答也是一样的。
We would have said to Jesus, to the angel, said, "Well, I don't understand either."
就是会跟天使说，我们不能了解。
Because the most puzzling things is in verse 34.
因为在这里面最让我们困扰的是在34节。
Because Mary said, how will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin.
玛利亚对天使说, 我没有出嫁, 怎么能有这事呢?
So she was basically saying that this was against nature.
她基本上来说, 这是违反大自然的法则,
and against all reasons.
跟我们人心的理解是完全不符合的。
And so here, the angel starts to give explanations.
这边天使就跟他解释说,
claiming the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着神的大能,
it's because of the power of the Holy Spirit, so you are pregnant.
因为圣灵的能力,
so this is something divine, this is something like a miracle.
这个是一个很神圣, 很, 奇妙的一件事,
you are not going to understand.
你没有办法了解的,
because it is true, it's against nature.
因为确实是,
but also, the angel gave an example, another example of Elizabeth's pregnancy.
这个时候天使也给她另外一个, 例子,
because she was also old, she was not supposed to be pregnant, but then now she is also with a baby.
就是这个伊丽莎伯她也是年纪大, 应该也是不能怀孕的, 可是这个时候她也已经怀孕了。
And in this conversation, in this encounter between Angel Gabriel and Mary,
这个, 谈话就是在天使和玛利亚之间,
at the end of this conversation,
在这个谈话的最后,
Gabriel left the famous phrase to Mary.
这个时候嘛, 加百列天使他留下最重要一句话,
Verse 37 said, for nothing is impossible with God.
就是37节这边说, 因为神的话没有一句不带能力的。
So Mary, eventually, she submitted to the will of God.
所以这个时候玛利亚就顺服神的旨意。
She would say, I will observe, I will follow.
她就说我是主的使女, 我就会愿意照主的话去做。
She said, I am the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said. And recognizing what the angel said, the power of God.
她这边就承认, 说我是主的使女, 情愿, 就天使她的话说在她的身上, 然后她知道这是神的能力在她身上。
So here we have Mary who was not able to understand what was going to happen to her.
虽然玛利亚她并不能知道什么事情会要发生在她身上，为什么会发生？
But she was willing to submit.
可是她愿意顺服。
She was willing to trust God for the anticipated event.
她愿意信服神要在她身上所要成就的事。
Even those things was going to be done on her body, on her.
这些事情要成就在她的身上，在她身上。
In other words, it takes faith to enter into the birth of Christ.
所以这边其实来说是凭着一个信心才能够产生出耶稣基督降生这件事。
And we better remember, for all of us,
我们最, 每一位都要知道, 都要记得,
actually, it takes faith to celebrate Christmas.
我们也是要凭着信心来庆祝圣诞节。
It takes faith to celebrate Christmas.
我们要凭着信心来庆祝圣诞节。
But when we turn to the second passage here,
我们看到第二段经文的时候,
the second passage happened after Jesus was born.
是在耶稣降生之后的事情。
It happened 8 days after his birth.
是在耶稣降生8天之后发生的事。
While entering the temple, the Jerusalem temple for the sacrifices,
他们进入到耶路撒冷的圣殿里去献祭。
Her parents with the baby Jesus, they met Simeon.
他们, 耶稣的父母带着耶稣这位婴孩到西缅面前。
And Simeon saw Jesus.
西缅看到耶稣。
And he realized that this baby was the one who would bring salvation to both Israelites and the Gentiles.
他知道说这个小婴孩就是, 会带来以色列人还有外邦人的一个指望。
Here is the man who thinks about God's things.
这一个人是他常常想到耶稣的, 神的事情,
and also his relationship with the people of God all the time.
然后也想到与神的子民有关的事情, 他常常在思想这些事。
The Bible tells us that he was the one who had been waiting for the consolation of Israel.
在圣经里提到说, 这一位也是常常盼望以色列的, 安慰者来到的一位人士。
He was the one of the few
他是很少数的其中的当中一位。
Who have been praying during that 400 years of silence between the Old and New Testament?
是在那个旧约和新约当中那400年一个静默的时代当中那少数在常常祷告的人当中的一位。
And we need to remember 400 years actually it's a very, very long time.
我们必须知道想一想说400年确实是一个很长的一段时间。
It's a long period of time because imagine 400 years ago.
这是很长一段时间大家想想400年前。
In the year 1617.
1617.
In the year 1617, it was almost 150 years before the American Declaration of Independence.
是在美国建国150年之前的时候。
So this was a period of time that the Israelites had no revelation and no prophets among them.
在那个时候以色列人当中没有任何的启示也没有任何的先知在他们当中。
So let's put out a little bit of imagination to what happened during that period of time.
我们来想象一下那个时候那段时间发生什么样的事。
During that period of time, there was no divine revelation.
在那个时候没有从神来的指示。
And so how could you keep your faith and continue to trust?
那我们怎么样来保持住我们的信心也一直会相信的会成就呢？
For 400 years, God did not intervene in a visible way to the people of Israel.
在那个400年的当中,神没有很有形的来介入到以色列人的生命当中。
How could you keep telling yourself that God would remember the people of God?
那个时候我们怎么能够来说神会记住他的子民呢？
God will remember his people.
他会记着他自己的子民呢？
So, and this is a discipline.
这是一个很大的一个自律。
It's a discipline of trusting and waiting for God in a time of silence.
是一个很大的一个自律, 就是说他有这样的信心, 虽然在这个静默的时代, 他愿意静心地等候神。
When there is no voice, there's total silence from God.
在那个时候没有从神来的声音, 完全的静默。
How could one continue to trust a living God?
那那个时候的人怎么样能够有这个信心来继续来相信这一位永生神呢？
And sometimes we'd rather have a yes or even a no from God.
我们有时候希望也许是神说好或者不好都好吧。
At least that shows that God is still around.
至少我们知道说神在那边听我们的。
Or God is still active around us.
至少神是在我们身边是一个真正在那里的又真又活的神。
But the silence of God,
可是神的静默,
it may be the hardest challenge we Christians face. In 21st century, today,
在21世纪, 现在,
in an era of really hard persecutions against Christians around the world,
在这个时代, 在全世界, 很多地方都来逼迫基督徒的时候,
hope in time of silence may be the most urgent lessons we need to learn in the 21st century.
在这个静默的时候, 我们要等待神, 这可能是我们 21世纪最重要要学的一件事。
And so Simeon, he prayed.
西缅他曾经祷告。
He trusted in the God of Israel.
他相信这位以色列的神。
And now he was witnessing the fruit of his hope in God.
他现在亲眼看见到他这个信心结出来的果子。
He saw Jesus, this newborn baby.
他看到耶稣这位新生的婴儿。
We may be happy to encounter Jesus.
我们看到耶稣我们肯定也会很高兴。
But here, the most important lessons are the days before his encounter with Jesus.
可是更重要的教训是说,是在他见到这位婴孩以前之间所发生的事。
It's how he lived his life, trusting God in a time of silence.
他是怎么样能够完全的有这样子的信心,在这个等待的过程当中,在这静默的过程当中,这样子的继续的等候。
Hope in a time of silence. That's the second passage is trying to convey to us.
在这个静默的时候,我们有这样子的信心,盼望去等候,这是我们今天学的第二段经文。
But then we learn with the third passage.
在第三段经文,
about Jesus' incarnation.
就是耶稣的道成肉身。
If the before events talks about faith in the unknown,
在之前所发生的事是讲到那个信心，还有那个不知道的会将要发生的事。
And the after event talks about hope in time of silence.
在那个之后发生的事是讲到在那个静默时代所存的盼望。
Then in between are the actions taken, which is the birth of Christ.
在这个当中，之前和之后当中所发生的这件事情，就是耶稣基督的降生。
Matthew's passage.Talks about the name of this newborn baby.
在马太福音这边提到耶稣基督名字的意思。
In verse 21,
在二十一节
verse 21 it says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
他这边讲到玛利亚，他要生一个儿子，然后说要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
God came to be born in baby Jesus.
耶稣他成为就是婴儿耶稣的样式生出来。
With the sole purpose of bringing us salvation for our sins.
他最主要的目的，就最重要的目的，唯一的目的，就是要从我们这些罪恶的人当中把我们救出来。
In Christmas time.
在这个圣诞节的时期
we usually talk about peace,
我们常常听到平安
and gift,
还有礼物
but we seldom talk about sins,
我们很少提到这个罪恶
but actually this was the purpose for his birth,
可是实际上这是他降生的意思
he came for our sins,
他来是为着我们的罪恶的缘故
to give salvation to all people,
将他的拯救给所有的人
God didn't have to do this,
神他不需要这样的做。
But because he loves us, he made such a sacrifice for our good.
因为他爱我们，所以他为我们的缘故牺牲了他自己。
Being divine, being God, he took human nature.
他是一个神圣的神，可是他取了人的样式。
To be bound by all kinds of limitations.
在这边受到人生的身体肉体上各样的限制。
And on top of that,
而且
He lived on earth for 33 years.
他在这个世上活了33年。
And then at the end, he died on the cross.
在最后他这个世上为我们而死，就挂在十字架上。
A death that's a symbol of cruelty.
这个在那个十字架是其实是一个很残忍的一个表征。
And through his suffering and death,
借着他的受苦还有死亡
he brought us salvation.
他带给我们救赎。
And this is the mystery and gift of Emmanuel, God with us.
这个是以马内利，耶稣与我们同在的这个礼物的一个很奇妙的一个意思。
This is the greatest demonstration of love in action.
这个是爱当中最大的一个表征。
So the real story of Christmas is not about just peace or gifts.
所以真正在圣诞节故事的背后不是讲到说只是平安或礼物这样子
But rather it is about sacrificial love of God
而是讲到神对我们牺牲的爱
If there's any lesson given to us in this season of Christmas
如果在这个季节圣诞节的季节当中我们可以学到任何一个功课的话
It should be centered around the idea of love in action
应该是围绕了这个在爱的行动当中
It's not only a love in words
不是只是口语上的爱
or even kind or loving words
或者是一些很良善很好的话语而已
but a love that is manifested in action
而这个爱确实是在行动当中展现出来
so the story of Christmas actually points to these three elements of our Christian life
所以在圣诞节的故事提到在我们基督徒生活当中三件重要的事情
Through the encounter of Mary with angel Gabriel
借着玛利亚与天使加百列的相遇
Before Jesus' birth
在耶稣基督降生以前
She demonstrated the faith in midst of unknown
她展现出来是虽然在不知情的状况当中可是她有那样子的信心
And after Jesus' birth,
在耶稣基督降生之后
Simeon's words show the Christian hope in time of silence.
西缅他所讲出来的话语，就是说在虽然在静默当中，可是他显示出基督徒的那种盼望。
But most of all,
可是最重要的
，the very act of God being born in human in Jesus Christ，
就是神借着耶稣基督的样式降生，产生出来这件行动。
Emmanuel is the demonstration of the divine love in action。
以马内利就是神他与我们同在这件事是从爱的行动展示出来。
So today if you may be still living in the unknown and maybe even in the unbelievable。
今天我们所居住的这个时代，也许有时是不知道会发生什么事，或是觉得很难理去相信的一些事情。
Maybe you're telling God honestly, you know, I don't understand.And I can't believe.
也许你说，我真的是不知道，我真的也没办法相信。
If that is the case,
如果这是这样子的话
，I invite you to pray to God and ask God to give you faith.
我请求主，祷告神，求神给你有这样子的一个信心。
And I encourage you to step out in faith to trust in this Lord Jesus Christ.
我也鼓励你能够踏出这信心的一步，去接受主耶稣基督。
It is only through faith these unknown or unbelievable things can make sense.
也只有借着信心，可以让这些无法知道或无法相信的事，可以得到成就。
And that will take us into the blessings that God has promised to people like Mary and like many of us.
我也相信神也会祝福很多人，像玛利亚一样，像我们在座的每一位。
But for those who may be living in the silence of God,
对那些人来说，他觉得好像是生活在那个神的静默当中的这个时候。
That you cannot see God's action or God's hands in the midst of your life.
你好像觉得看不到神的行动作为在我们的生命当中。
I invite you to uphold your trust in God.
我邀请你将你的信心坚固在神的身上。
Continue with this hope in the glorious power of God.
继续对于神的能力荣耀的能力有继续有信心有盼望。
Even though the very first sign of his presence is as little as a baby.
就算是他刚开始出来的表现只是很小的一个婴儿这样子。
The Bible tells us that Simeon now, he said he can leave in peace.
圣经上告诉我们说西缅他看到了耶稣以后他说他可以很平安的可以走了。
But he only saw a baby.
他只看到一个小婴儿而已。
And yet he could continue to develop this sense of hope in God.
可是他可以对于神的这个盼望可以一直不断的一直增长。
Because he already saw the signs of hope.
因为他已经看到了这个盼望的一个表征。
Looking in the story of Christmas.
我们看圣诞节的故事。
I pray that you will also be able to persevere in peace.
我也希望你能够在这个过程当中能够坚忍下去。
But the most encouraging An exciting message of Christmas.
可是在这个过在圣诞节期最让我们兴奋的一件事
is the action of love from God towards mankind.
就是神对于人类所展现出的爱。
God's love was not only spoken to us or even prophesied to us.
神对我们的爱不是只是口头上说，或者只是借着先知预言说出来而已。
It was fulfilled through His actions.
是从他的行动当中成就了。
It was fulfilled through for the birth of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督降生的这件事上得到应验了。
If you claim that you love God and you love others,
如果说你爱神也爱别人
，Let's encourage each other then.
那我们彼此互相鼓励。
To put that love in actions.
将这样子的爱成为一个行动。
I don't know what kind of actions you should take.
我不知道是什么样的行动行为你要去做。
Maybe it's time of kind words to your family after the service.
也许是等他结束以后，聚会结束以后，你对家人说一些良善的话语。
Maybe it's the service that you need to perform for your neighbors.
或者是你对你的邻居要去帮他们做一些事情。
Maybe it's a donation that you should get more for the cause of the Christ kingdom.
或者是在奉献的事上你要付出更多。
Maybe it's the time that you should dedicate more for the needy.
也许是对那些有需要的人你会要做更多的事。
Or maybe it's greater commitment you should take for ministry in 2018.
或者是在2018年对这个大使命你要做出更多的回应。
Or maybe simply to become more humble and considerate and kind.
或者呢可能就是很简单的成为一个很谦卑的人，成为一个很良善的人。
So people around you would be more comfortable.
所以呢在你身边的人会得到好处。
And you will be able to point them to Christ.
然后你可以将这些人带到神的面前。
No matter what, remember that God took actions, even sacrifice, for our good.
要记住，神为着我们缘故，他采取了行动，这个行动是一个爱的行动，是一个牺牲的行动。
So, brothers and sisters, first Christmas was a story of faith, hope, and love.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，第一个圣诞节提到的是信心、盼望，还有爱。
And 2,000 years later,
在2000年之后,
Christmas can still be a story of faith, hope, and love.
我们同样的在2000年以后我们庆祝圣诞节也是信望爱。
But it's up to his people to live out this legacy.
可是是要靠神的子民将这个事情能够传承下去。
And that is God's invitation for us all.
这个也是神对我们提出的每一个人提出的邀请。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I want to remember those who are living in the unknown, unbelievable, and those that it cannot be understood. I pray, Lord, that you give them faith. Lord, I also want to remember for those who...are living in the silence of God. In that case, Lord, give them the power to continue to trust you, to persevere their hope. I also pray for those who really love you, and yet we have not extended this love into action. In that case, Lord, give us the courage and the power to live out this love in action. Make us witness of Christ. Make us a good testimony for the power of God in His people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.